time for a very pyramid scheme edition of Game Pass or Pass, the podcast where we play games on Microsoft's Game Pass service, tell you which games to pass to your friends and which games to hop on a bus with some dude you don't know and scam people and drive on by. I am Corey. I'm joined by the sketchy man in a suit, Basher.
You're not incorrect. I did get me a free CPU from Amazon. Thanks, guys. Look forward to
it.
Was it? Wait, no. No, you're right. It was Newegg because it was FedEx. It
was yeah, that's right.
That's right.
Don't, if you're going to scam. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. The big con. That's what we're here to talk about today. But before that, did you know that if you're a con man and you want to tell us about your latest conning, you can write us 574-651-9256. You can shoot us a text message. You can shoot us a voicemail. You can let us know that you like Dead by Daylight. You can let us know that you love Starfield, that you hate Starfield, that you think you're not even going to play Starfield. Are you going to play Starfield? We're going to play Starfield. 574.
I'm only playing it because I have to.
Yeah, like, it's not even for the show. You know, like, I feel like if I don't play Starfield, like, I'm...
Oh, no, I wouldn't play it. If I was doing a show and not play Starfield.
Like, it's... I don't get FOMO very often, but this is one, it's just like...
Fair enough.
People are going to talk about it, and so I feel like if, whether I love it, hate it, whatever, I have to be educated enough to be able to speak on it. And that's truly it. Like, I'm curious about Starfield, but we're here to talk about the big con. Here are the, we got to the details in this one way faster. We're at 2 minutes, whereas our last one took 8 minutes. So what does that tell you? I don't know what that tells you, but that's just, there's your statistic for the day. Developed by Mighty Yell Studios, published by Skybound. Hustle and grift your way across America in the 90s as a teenager con artist on a crime-filled road trip adventure. Play as Allie, a curious and sarcastic high schooler who ditches band camp to go on a cross-country road trip. But this isn't a joyride. Allie is on an all-important mission to save her family video store from the nasty loan sharks trying to shut down their shop. Swindle strangers, pickpocket people, and con commoners across a wacky America of the 90s. And, it should go without saying, lie to your mom about all of it. Choose what deserves to be conned and... Wait. Choose who deserves to be conned. And what and who might need a helping hand. The world is your oyster. And hey, pearls are worth a lot. This is available on Xbox One, Xbox Series X and S, as well as PC. It does have cloud saves. I can confirm you can go from one to the other. We have a main story time of 4 hours, a completionist of 9 hours, and main and extras of 5. And that is it. The big con. Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about the con game here. What made you pick this other than it looks just like the type of games you always pick?
So I don't think it's a big secret that Game Pass had like a 2 to 3 month stretch there where there wasn't a lot of heavy hitters, I guess you could say. So it was more of a, this is one of those times like, I don't know what this is. Let's check it out kind of thing.
Okay. All right.
That's strictly what it was. And it really reminded me of, the art style reminded me of Doug, the old Nickelodeon show. And I absolutely love Doug.
I'm a fan of that. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Not the Disney one, because the Disney one's straight up bad. I know that's not a hot take or anything, but like, that was one of those things where I actually did a Doug watch not too long ago, maybe about 2 years ago. And like, man, that's bad. It is just straight bad, and it makes me really sad. But yeah, so that's kind of where this one came from. But yeah, there wasn't any major factor, I guess.
Well, I jumped in here completely blind. I like me an adventure game. Like, I feel like that gets lost on these podcasts. Like, adventure games are I would say this might be my second favorite genre. The problem is they don't make them anymore. And when they do, they're not very intricate. Like, quick tangent. I think it was, the studio is now defunct. It's just like recently. But I remember really liking a game called Night of the Rabbit. And it's not even a really great game, but like, just the aesthetic and the the story and where it was going was just all just kind of fantastical, whimsical, and just ridiculous. And on top of that, the puzzles weren't completely brain dead. They were pretty competent, pretty fun, pretty quirky puzzle solvings. So, and there's another one that just came out, highly praised that was out just not too long ago. But I'll say this. I do like an adventure game. So when I say, so when I pick on these games that come out and I feel like you're just walking left to right and sometimes pressing A, it comes from a place of, please make more of these and please make them better. Or not better, that's not the right way to put it. Make them more, give it more brain thought, I guess. Because when I load up The Big Con and I have to press A to scroll through all the text I have to read about a character I just don't care about a story that just really doesn't matter, just to get to a looping gameplay of pickpocketing people, I think I'm disappointed because the music's good. The art style's fantastic. There's clearly love here. There's clearly effort and talent here. Why do I always feel like people get into a room and say, let's come up with this really cool concept for a game. And then someone says, great, what's the gameplay going to be like? And they go, what gameplay? We don't need gameplay. We have great artwork and music. This needs to be more here than me pickpocketing people for 8 hours. Like, it just wasn't my thing. And then, before I end that quick little rant, if you fail the pickpocketing thing enough times, you have to go back to the store and rewind VHS tapes. What's going on, guys?
Let's see here. The Big Con. I don't necessarily disagree with a lot of what you said. However, what I'll say is I think lumping these into, we've had many debates about what is a game on this show of when it comes to these sort of less gameplay first centric games. And I tend to be a little nicer on them. I'm a bit surprised that you would lump it in with those, because to me, I don't even think they're in the same realm. But I will say I was a little bit over a lot of the sort of side stuff that you do. I feel like this game, so it's an isometric perspective. You are playing as Allie, and like you said, you know, there's like 6 or 7 different locales that you go to. There's a train, there's a mall, there's a casino, there's all these different things. And the game has a lot of art. It's got a lot of, you know, style, as I would call it. It's very clearly got passion behind some directions of it, but it just can't quite fit all that together, especially by hour 4 and 5. I think this game starts out considerably okay. It hits a crescendo that I actually enjoyed quite a bit, and then it sort of falls flat. And it is kind of a bummer for that reason, I guess.
That's the other thing about, I mean, you're right. I'm not trying to lump it in with my normal hatred of the walk left and right. There is more here. This is more of an adventure game than those games. And I think it's trying to tell more of a story as well in some aspects. And a lot of times the issue for me is, an adventure game is special in the sense that you have to be telling a story that is in some way, the story is sort of kind of, essentially takes the forefront a lot in these, you know. There's the character you empathize with. There's a plot line that is that's near and dear to you or someone you may know. I'll go back to like that first Walking Dead game, or it gets everyone in the fields all at the same time. Something like the Big Con. I just don't feel like the story here was interesting enough to warrant the gameplay length. Again, like if these games were several hours shorter, I'd have a different opinion. I think.
Yeah, it's hard to talk because we haven't really talked too much about it. Like the story, there isn't much of one. Like again, Allie she's trying to solve her family problems, which are loan sharks for her video store, which is a very 90s thing. And I think for me, and this is gonna sound a bit crazy, why is this game called The Big Con? Because you're not conning anybody.
Well, isn't she thieving a lot?
Are conning and thieving the same thing?
I wouldn't say so.
Right. Most of what you're doing in this game is stealing stuff. Like legitimately. Like it's got an adventure game feel to it. So like on the train, for instance, like everywhere you go, you have to get X amount of dollars. And you have to get X amount of dollars by making things happen on screen. If I pickpocket the bag and I get the thing, I can make the other thing happen. If I open this door and I get the pass or the ticket, I now can access this other room and I have to do a certain amount of these things before I can move forward, basically. So it does have that very much adventure game feel of you've got to do X amount of things. And even though we do the same things, we might get a slightly different outcome. I have a feeling that's going to happen less here because of it's kind of strange where sometimes it makes you do things. But there's definitely instances where like I was at the mall and like I know there was a way I could get this golden bear and sell this golden bear, but I couldn't figure it out. I don't know if I screwed up and I broke the sequence of events. I don't know what it was, but I was able to basically still continue, if that makes sense. But that's not again, this is a very strange nitpick, but that's not a con.
I didn't know which way you were going to come at this game. I didn't know you would come at the title of the game. That is, that's unexpected.
It makes it sound like this game is like far more in conniving and it will have twists and turns.
I was about to say more interesting. Yeah.
Right. Like, but no, like the majority of this game is you are literally going from town to town, stealing stuff. And that's it. Like that is what you do in the game. And it's annoying because I like the way it looks. I like Allie because she's got kind of this, like, it's a very 90s story of like, she loves her parents, but you know, she kind of wants to leave her hometown and, you know, it's on the nose, but I like what it's doing. I like the way it looks. And then when I'm actually playing the game and I'm going from town to town, I like what I'm doing. Like, because again, I like that gameplay of making X do Y to get to Z. And for the most part, it's pretty generous. I think the biggest flaw with these games is when you can't figure it out, right? Like, it's just like, dude, I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. Like, I have no idea where I'm supposed to go because the game wasn't good enough at guiding me, or I'm too stupid to figure it out kind of thing. I like the cutscenes. I like how you can sort of sometimes pick your dialogue. I like the way that it pops up on the screen. Like, everything about it's really cool, but it's, I don't know. Like there's a disconnect somewhere in the middle, and it starts with the name because you're not conning anybody. Like this is like you are thieving your way to get the loan sharks off your mom's back. And it's, I don't know. It's annoying. It's the best way I can say it. I'm annoyed with it.
Yeah. I was instantly just not pulled into the world of this. Who is I forgot the name of your buddy there. Who's your ghost,
your con man?
Your buddy, yeah, the guy in your, that shows up in the room.
Yeah, I don't remember either, honestly.
He's like an invisible friend or something.
Oh, that, yeah, I don't remember. Okay, either. Basically a narrator.
Yeah, like, so it's someone that Allie can see, but other people can't, or he has to wear a disguise or something. And he just kind of pops up in the room, and as if they're friends for a long time, and they clearly are. And I instantly was like, who is this person? And why is he here? And I don't know anything about what's going on right now. And they just keep going. Right. I feel like I missed a game before this that introduced this character. And I'm supposed to just keep going along with her and this person. And then another guy gets introduced on the train. And she goes on this adventure.
So I don't want to say like you missed a game. For me, it's more like, it's not that I don't get the joke. It's okay. Stay with me. It's the opposite of the messenger. The messenger knew it was a game, and it never made you feel like it was a game. It could still tell its jokes, and the writing was good enough that like you felt the trope of the game happening without it being annoying. This is kind of the opposite end of that. Like it, that character exists because it's a game. That's it. That's the only reason this character exists. It's there to move you from point A to point B, to give you pointers, but it thinks it's funny, and it's not. It's just not funny at all. Did you get lost?
I'm sorry. It's a very subjective thing to say, you know, to play a game, or watch a movie, or to consume any piece of media and just go, you know what, it's just not funny, so it's just not good. But in this case, it's such a... I think that's sort of my issue as well, and where I kind of threw it, not in the same box as other games, but box adjacent, because the humor is very similar to that. The premise is very similar to that. I mean, we just played Arcade Paradise, and the premise is essentially your dad owns a washing machine. He's been very successful, but I'd rather play video games instead because video games make more money. Video games are cooler. Like, and you just go with it, and there's no real, and they want you to take it seriously in a way. And this is, I get a familiar sense here where they just give you this world, and they want you to just take it at face value without earning any of the quirkiness to it. I feel like I missed some sort of setup for me to be invested in anything that's going on. The loan shark just shows up out of nowhere. I guess she took a loan so the video store could keep running, but you have a whole daughter here. You're taking money from a loan shark who, by the way, is also like, strangely enough, is like, either give me the money or we could do other things. It's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah,
what
game am I playing? I remember reading that too. I was just like,
is that the kind of game we're playing right now? Like, but then it goes straight to like this fictional, not there, but really there character that she's just like cool, like that Alice is cool with. I'm like, so what is the tone of this game right now? Because there was just about to be some very sketchy things happening for some money out here. Like, but it just moves past that. Like it just moves past that comment. The fictional character. It just moves past you just going on this adventure stealing from people. And I'm sorry, but I'm not saying I have to relate directly or personally with everything that I play, with every character that I play as. But man, if I just had as complete and opposite reaction to anything, like relating to anything that's happening in this game, like I feel like it's just the opposite of every single thing in my body. It was just kind of like, I don't like any of the people. I don't understand what's going on. I don't understand why everybody's so quirky. I don't understand why you're out here just stealing from people, and I'm supposed to like you? Like, why?
Yeah, it's. I know it sounds like we are like beating up on this a lot, and for me, like it just the narrative and everything just did not hit for us. And it sounds like it's for very different reasons too. And for me, it just I was annoyed by it more than anything because it looks like something I would enjoy, and it just I was frustrated that I couldn't put away or unsee whatever was breaking it for me, and I don't exactly know what it is. And that's, yeah, I just don't know. And that's probably the most annoying part. And I finished it. Like I did, I got to the end, and by the end I was just ready for it to end. And there was a middle chapter. I really liked the mall. I liked the mall a lot. I hated the casino though. And I liked the train. I liked the train a lot. And it's, I don't know. There's just something about it that just, I'm like, God, I wish this was better. And I was so happy when it was over. And I don't know if it's a bias of just like, I can't remove what I wanted it to be, even though I had no expectations, if that makes sense. Like it's tough. It's one of the most frustrating games I played in a long time because I feel like it should be for me, but there's something about it that just is preventing it from happening. And yeah, I'm not sure if there's much else I can say on it, I guess.
For me, everything changes if you take the game and I'm not trying to armchair develop here, but again, to compare it like to something we just recently played, like an Arcade Paradise, if each pit parking was his own mini game that had some sort of clever thing involved to it, I could do that. You know, I can see what you're doing there. I can keep going for the next mini game, for the next new experience, but
it just That's a really good point because the pickpocketing, it's not interesting. It's not interesting at all. Like it's the same mini game, stop the bar in the bar, and that's it. And you have to do that over and over and over. And even if they catch you, nothing interesting ever happens. The interesting stuff that happens is finding X to find Z to get to Y. You know, like that's, and there's not a ton of that. It's weird. Yeah, it's weird. Like the whole pickpocketing thing, I think this game would be better if it just wasn't there entirely, like because it's redundant and it adds nothing to the game.
It does add something. That's like that bloat that I just cannot stand. Like I mean, and again, I'm beating up on this game, but it's not. I think like, before, it's not this game in particular that I have the issue with. It's the overall idea that. You have so many interesting pieces here. You have so many. You clearly have great talent on this team. Like people who made this game. Like it's like you said. Like you nailed on the head when you said it looks like the Nickelodeon Doug. Like I mean, that's what I liked about it. That's what I realized. Like visually, that's what I liked about it. So you have like this talent here to make this game. But then when it comes to making the game part. Why does no one focus on the game part? Like, you want to make this 4, 5, 6, 7 hours long, but you don't focus on how do we make this mechanically fun for that long? I mean, even AAA, big AAA studios can't do that right. I mean, Assassin's Creed has had that issue for a while where you just, it got too repetitive, too big, too bloated, and just too long, too much to do. Make this a tighter experience. Make that pickpocketing interesting. And you got me for a couple of hours. Like tell your story and I'm out. But this is this is one of those. I'm just like it's too much in the wrong direction.
Right. I think it's yeah, and it sounds like again like we're beating up on it. Probably because we want to like it more. And that's the annoying part. Like, it's not a situation where we load up the game and I don't know that we'll ever talk about this game. So, like, this is, I don't like, but we did play Common Hood and it was just an instant, just like, absolutely not. Like there is, I do not want to play this. Whereas this is, I look at it, I'm like, this looks cool. I want to play this. This looks neat. And then like I play it and I'm just sort of like frustrated with it. And that's almost worse than it being bad.
Oh, absolutely. I agree. Yeah. Cause I completely agree with what you're saying. Cause I did not want to dislike this game. I liked the music. I liked the way it looked. I liked the overall aesthetic. It's just, it just wasn't enough gameplay there for me again.
Yeah. I'll be interested to see, I want to look this team up and see if they have anything else because, like, again, there's talent there. I think they're just having issues making, like you said, the game part of it fun. And that's yeah. So, all right, that's gonna do it. We've beat up on this game enough. Obviously, we're not gonna say you check this one out. We're not big fans of it. So, but if maybe you are, maybe you enjoyed it. Let us know 574-651-9256. And I'm gonna shill a little bit more here and say, hey, why not leave us some reviews on Apple, iTunes, Spotify, those places. We haven't got too many reviews this year, and that stuff helps. It really does. So I'm going to ask, hey, if you're listening, you got your iPhone, pull out your phone real quick, shoot us a quick review, be 100% honest because we want feedback, and let us know what you think. And I promise you those reviews, you might feel like it doesn't make a big difference, but it truly, truly does. Apple's algorithms are dependent on those reviews. All right, when it comes to the future of this, we got Sea of Stars coming out. We got Starfield coming out. Lies of P coming out. So there's lots of stuff that we're going to be playing. Some big games, some small games. So, but yeah, anything else you got you want to add?
No, good day, sirs.
All right, that's going to do it for this episode of Game Pass or Pass. We'll see you next time with a game of some kind.